What happens when Dwight Schrute decides to save your soul? Before you roll your eyes, consider this. Sometimes the most profound wisdom comes from unexpected places. Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom isn't your typical celebrity vanity project. It's a raw, honest exploration of humanity's deepest crisis. We're living through what Wilson calls deaths of despair, where 70,000 Americans die annually from suicide or substance abuse, where loneliness has become an epidemic affecting nearly half of Gen Z, and where depression rates have tripled. Yet instead of offering quick fixes or self-help platitudes, Wilson suggests something radical. Our problems aren't political, they're spiritual. And the solutions might be found in the very traditions we've been too cynical to embrace. Wilson's spiritual awakening didn't begin in a monastery or church. It started on his living room couch. Two 1970s TV shows shaped his understanding of humanity's dual purpose. Kung Fu taught him about personal transformation, while Star Trek revealed our collective destiny. When Kwai Chang Kane wandered the American West dispensing Buddhist wisdom, young Rainn absorbed timeless truths. Vengeance is a water vessel with a hole. It carries nothing but the promise of emptiness. These weren't just fortune cookie platitudes. They were roadmaps for mastering our darker impulses. But personal enlightenment alone isn't enough. Star Trek offered something equally vital, a vision of humanity's collective evolution. Captain Picard's world had eliminated money and greed because people worked to better ourselves and the rest of humanity. This wasn't naive utopianism. It was a spiritual blueprint showing that global unity founded on compassion isn't just possible, it's inevitable. We need both paths, the inward journey of self-mastery and the outward mission of collective transformation. Think of it as yoga for your soul and activism for the world. You can't skip leg day on either. We're dying in ways that don't show up on death certificates. Wilson identifies seven interconnected pandemics destroying humanity's fabric. Loneliness afflicts 37 million Americans, with Gen Z experiencing it at nearly 50%. Racism persists as that most explosive and pernicious evil, built on the fiction of otherness, despite human DNA proving race is merely a social construct. Gender discrimination continues its millennia-long reign. Through Lid Haiti, Wilson witnessed young girls rising before dawn as restaveks, unpaid domestic workers facing sexual abuse and trafficking. Materialism hijacks our prehistoric survival instincts, turning us into panic-buying consumers. Economic inequality has reached grotesque proportions. 8 men own as much as the poorest 3.9 billion people. Nationalism and militarism keep the doomsday clock at 100 seconds to midnight, while climate change, the granddaddy of all pandemics, threatens our very existence. These aren't separate crises. They're symptoms of the same disease, spiritual bankruptcy. Wilson's frantic search for a bowl to wash his father's body sparked an epiphany. The body is merely a vessel. Yet science can't explain consciousness itself. Why do memories seem infinite? Why do we dream? Why did we develop self-awareness far beyond survival needs? Consider Noah Wall, born with only 2% of his brain, yet developing normal cognition, or your gut's second brain influencing decisions. Every human culture, even pre-Homo sapiens species, buried their dead with possessions for an afterlife, suggesting belief in something beyond physical existence. Wilson challenges the materialist view that consciousness is just electromagnetic pulses. If we're merely biological machines, why did our ancestors develop ancestor worship? Perhaps there's a spiritual parallel. Fetuses develop organs in the womb for a world they can't yet perceive. Maybe we're cultivating spiritual virtues, love, compassion, truthfulness, patience, for a realm beyond death. Unlike the board game Life, where winning means accumulating wealth, the real game involves developing divine attributes we carry forward. Our consciousness isn't an evolutionary accident, it's evidence of something far more profound. Wilson struggled with God his entire life. Raised Baha'i with an unknowable essence, he absorbed the culturally pervasive image of an all-seeing deity judging his teenage fumbling. In his 20s, battling depression and anxiety, he needed something greater than himself. As Julia Cameron said, necessity, not virtue, was the beginning of my spirituality. Here's the twist. Atheists might have accidentally created one of the most spiritual frameworks ever, the simulation hypothesis. Elon Musk and Neil deGrasse Tyson popularized this idea that we live in a perfect simulation, and when we die, we wake up in our real bodies. A giant supercomputer tracks each individual and backs up our souls to a cloud beyond spacetime. It's remarkably similar to traditional concepts of God. When atheists describe the God they don't believe in, Wilson often responds, "I don't believe in the God you don't believe in either." The demand for laboratory proof creates an impossible standard. Can you scientifically prove love exists? Perhaps God isn't a being, but being itself, the consciousness of the universe, comparable to concepts like love or beauty that transcend material proof yet remain profoundly real. After returning from pilgrimage to Baji, where Baha'u'llah is buried, Wilson contemplated words largely absent from modern vocabulary: sacred, holy, reverence, divine, blessed. Inside the shrine, time stretched like molasses, and he felt his heart's windshield cleaned. Japanese poet Matsuo Basho saw no separation between what was holy, natural, or artistic. The temple bell stops, but I still hear the sound coming out of the flowers. Thich Nhat Hanh echoed this. In the sunlight of awareness, everything becomes sacred. Perhaps the problem isn't that nothing is sacred, it's that we've stopped paying attention. Wilson invites reflection. What is holy to you? In a world where everything is content and nothing is contemplation, rediscovering the sacred might be our most revolutionary act. Despite causing violence and division, religion has historically driven progress and enlightenment. After visiting Jerusalem's Temple Mount, where three faiths collide, Wilson wondered if universal truths could unite rather than divide. Every religion acknowledges God in some form, even Buddhism's unborn, unoriginated, unmade, uncompounded spiritual force. All include afterlife concepts, prayer, and transcending our bio-robot programming. Universal principles span all traditions: the golden rule, love as cosmic gravity, and service to the less fortunate. Religion provides meaning through macro-purpose, building loving communities, and micro-purpose, developing divine attributes through service. Studies show religious people report higher happiness and resilience, yet young generations are abandoning traditional faiths. Wilson proposes Soulboom, a hypothetical faith incorporating universal fundamentals like no clergy, embracing all identities, rejecting the science-spirituality dichotomy, honoring the divine feminine, and prioritizing nature immersion. Though Soulboom will never exist as an actual religion, it highlights what humanity longs for: purpose, community, devotion, transcendence, and service. What if the next evolution of human consciousness isn't about choosing one faith, but recognizing the divine thread running through them all? The 1972 blue marble photograph revealed Earth's beauty and fragility, yet our contradictions persist. We know about climate change but act minimally. We create vaccines but can't unite around them. We continue wars despite losing 108 million people to conflict. The $8 billion spent on political ads in 2022 could transform education. $781 billion in global advertising could potentially fix world hunger. Yet we've made spectacular progress. Extreme poverty fell from 90% to 10% in a century. Life expectancy rose from 29 to 71 years. Infant mortality dropped from 30% to 3%. We face a paradox: unprecedented progress alongside existential threats. Wilson offers seven pillars for spiritual revolution. Write a new mythology based on cooperation. Foster joy to sharpen intellect. Reinvent adversarial systems. Don't just protest, build something new. Organize grassroots movements where everyone is a protagonist. Teach virtuous education that develops character. Practice radical compassion that drives transformative action. Harvard's 80-year grant study revealed what makes a good life. The only thing that really matters in life are your relationships to other people. For millennia, humanity operated under the illusion of separation, but we're awakening to our interdependence. The next evolutionary step is understanding we are not merely interconnected, we are one. Like waves on the ocean, we are distinct yet part of something vastly more powerful. The spiritual revolution isn't coming, it's already here.